so frustrated jobs like that for
I'm afraid. but I was just finishing here as chairman of the bar. We were talking about American methods, and we see over here increasingly the televised trial and the Kennedy trial just now. Would you be in favour of that happening?
I'm in favour of some cases being televised, so I like to do some pilot schemes. I think in particular some appeals might be of great interest. I remember the Fair case some years back, that I think would be very interesting to see that on television. I would not, I think, be in favour of rape trials being televised. One, the test would have to be whether one's likely to affect the conduct of people during the trial.
It sounds to me, but it certainly affects the comment.
I expect it to be good, but I think the judge there is not better. I think we should much more open discuss the principle, isn't it?
What about judges? Well, that's another area of legal conflict. You don't argue a whole day and day out. You have to be trying to know the judge who has picked the doctrine that you go on forever.
I think we need to empty the ashtray, darling.
Yeah.
Or do we get a new car?
I think so. Send it back to Ford, don't we?
Let's have it. Won't use so much petrol from now on anyway to get to work, will we?
Won't be a lot of difficult
won't it?
What time are you? Well, it's not that far. By the time you get there, the car won't have had a chance to warm up thoroughly.
Use some more petrol.
So you'll be on automatic choke for a bit of the way, most of the way anyway. So it makes that much difference. A little bit, but not great. We'll be in low gears most of the time as well, won't we? So we'll be cruising top gear. So I thought it would make a great amount of difference. Not appreciably noticeable.
Sorry. I thought that perhaps you'd say that. A little bit there.
A little bit, perhaps. Not so. I wouldn't have said it would have been appreciably noticeable.
No, because we'll be popping out to the... Will we not?
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. Do don't want to lose touch with them now.
That will be stroll up to the Royal Standard.
Yeah, it's some odd nights on the way home from work instead of going up there. We're on earlies and weekends, so we can go there, can't we? It's not that far. Along the bypass there, it's not that far away, is it?
Yeah, it's a similar distance, obviously.
That's what I mean, is it not?
Here to the...
So it's not a lot of bother. The only thing is that you've got to drive in town rather than drive and country lanes in the main roads, which is a little bit more dangerous as far as getting caught is concerned.
You can always walk up the sand.
Yep. Walk in the down if you're going.
Walk in the down.
If you want a good drink, it doesn't matter, does it? Can you get through to town? I know you said there's no through road that way, other end, but is there any shortcuts you could get into town that way? No?
No, it's a long way.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, I just wondered, I mean, I don't know how that way.
No. We might as well continue now. Halfway around.
It's going the wrong way, dear.
Yeah, it looks like it's going.
Not sure where he is.
No, the only
he's forgotten something.
The only way to town is come up to
come back
lane
again.
Towards Queen's Boys School. Corporation Road.
And no, I didn't know if you could walk. If there's any shortcuts if you wanted to walk into town. Fair enough. I just wondered, not knowing the area as well as you do, whether there was a little.
You go down to the bottom of the news road there and you end up near the bypass.
You end up sort of metal box end.
Metal boxes.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I mean. If you get walking down there, you'd come to all the factories, I presume.
If you come up, when you get to Easton Lane, mm-hmm. Instead of turning up towards the Royal Standard, you turn the other way, that takes you down past the units. Right down
to
the bottom of New Drove,
that's
a dead end anyway.
I don't know if there's any lanes going off into down where, I don't know. I mean, so I shall have to be looking out for a second hand bike here. Just for the occasional trip into town. Without getting stewy out of bed. So I'll be a bit more independent than just bothering you all the time if I just want to pop anywhere.
Present a great problem?
No, but it'll give me a little independence as well, will it not?
You got a shop at the top of the road?
Yeah, it's not far, is it?
Shop to the top there.
It's not far from Rainbow, really, to do with main shopping, if you're in Ori, is it?
That's just up that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far.
New Tesco's is the other way, wasn't
the
it?
The other way.
Talking about
Watson and then. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's new to both of them, really. always fascinates me, that a little person driving a big car.
It's odd.
It looks very odd, yes, when the heads hardly go above the seat. You don't know, is it a kid driving, or an adult, or is anybody driving? Or is it just trundling off on its own? Come on, you all right?
No, you're with me, why not?
We'll leave your hat.
Thursday morning.
Thanks for watching. Bye now.
Bye. No, we're not. No. We made the decision. I know we can't take down mine, but
got pretty good. Not long, is it? For the bed, was it about 10 weeks or something? Yeah, well, that is a car. What is that?
Hand up.
I don't want to be waiting 9 or 10 weeks for the carpet turning up. What's the point in going investigating then? We only have selections of. And everything that's on display, and they send that for everything else. Not much good to us. I'm going to be spending 10 weeks rent while waiting for them. And the mortgage as well after a few weeks. Have a look in or just asking if it is pre-fitting in and
help you at all, put you in the right direction or do anything?
Well, we're just going to buy a new flat, so we'll want a lounge, a bedroom, a hall and the bathroom.
Have you got any rough measurements to go by?
Well, I have at the minute, but we're only just looking really for a start to see about...
Yeah.
Would you pay for fit, you know, is it included?
No,
or
we
is
don't.
It extra?
We don't charge for fitting.
No.
And we come out and measure as well, free.
Yeah. You know, we haven't got the keys or anything yet, because it's not...
Where are you?
Just new drawer.
It's not new driver, because people do not let Potter's Court on Mount Pleasant. I thought, you were going to say that, but your new drove.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about your lounge. Had you got any idea what you wanted in there?
I want something with green in it.
Something with
green. I want that for the hall and the lounge.
You want to do the hall and the lounge the same?
Yeah.
Are we on sort of a fairly sort of tight budget?
Reasonable, but not terrible.
No. Do you want to go with the practical? Because when you talk about a lounge and a hall, you immediately start thinking you want something that's done more than one width, you see. And that is, but it's perhaps not the sort of carpet that you want. I don't know.
No.
No, it isn't.
Obviously, that's got to be the most hard way, hasn't it?
That might be a hall and a lounge.
I don't have to have it the same.
No, but you just said that's what you need. This is the Zylon Easy Care carpet. $9.85, which is a decent price. It's very hard wearing. So this is, that was a cord that I showed you. This isn't. This is what is called a twist pile.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yes, it's a twist pile.
Yeah, it's a lot higher.
Yeah. You see, you've got all these widths. One, two, three, four different widths. Yeah, it's good. Good. Money, you see. Right. You said green, didn't you?
We haven't got a
count. Oh, I guess it's not. Yeah, I think that's too bad. Yeah, that's what I thought. This is the latest
probably.
Screen.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's the pattern medium.
I've got one of the pattern on us and
nice.
Let me show you another one. I was just coming to my mum's. My mum's ticking over, so I'm talking to you. I don't know how much money you want to spend. I'm not having the sizes. I can't. Am I going to rough
it? Well, they're 14 by 10. Near enough.
Are they?
The two big rooms.
So, you know, 3 metres is 9'10".
Yeah, then 9 foot. Yeah, that's what they are. 9'10" by 14".
Oh, they are. That'd be spot on. That would
aren't
be smashed.
Yeah, nine
I mean,
foot
I see
ten,
it from a different point of view, don't I?
The lounge is 14 by 9'10", and the bedroom's 13'10" by 9'10".
If they are, that would be lovely, because you wouldn't have any wastage then. See, this is the sort of thing I'm glad I was looking at as well. I've got a little bit of a pattern.
There we are. That's
again.
I could scream.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking at texture as well. Yeah. That won't flatten or do anything, you see. I've got two books of this.
I like that.
I think that's the only green in that one.
Yeah. Like
would we have to wait at all for to get these sort of things fitted?
Yeah, well, this particular one, the quickest we would get this would be 10 days.
Oh, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
That's the quickest we'd get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd have to find that out because we have got a fax and they soon would fax us back and tell us what the delivery was going to be, you see. You see, you're creeping up to Christmas, you see.
I know, that's a trouble.
Yeah, well, we had to make a quick decision
to buy it.
So. Did you? Yeah. Did you? I know, and then the whole thing just snowballed.
To get the deal we wanted.
Yeah, I know. I know this does happen.
What we've got to do is that the man who we're buying off is going to pay for these carpets, so we've got to have a letter from his solicitor so that you can send the bill to him.
That kind of thing. There's another green.
I think I like that one better than that one.
It's a bit darker, isn't it?
Yeah. I like this. How much is this one?
That one is $12.35.
Well, how much would that be for?
I'll work it out for you. As long as I've got a rough idea of the size, let me have a go for you.
Nice that, isn't it?
You're not going to put that in the bedroom as well, are
you? No, I just want a plain grey one in the bedroom.
Yeah, so let's quote on this lounge then.
Yeah.
14, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did I say 12? What did I say on that? 192.
That's
for
the lounge.
The
bedroom would be cheaper because we don't need such a good carpet.
I was going to say you can cut back on that.
Yeah.
Now underlay.
You want that as well.
Yeah. Now we do
Hessian one.
Yeah, we do a freebie, but it's not ever such a tip-top one. What most people do, I'll show you the free one. It's that one. It's £1 a square yard. What I would advise you to do, and I'm only advising, you please yourself, by all means take the free one, which is worth £1 a square yard. What I would advise you to do is take the pound off of that one and have a decent one and pay the £1.55 a square yard. I would, if it was me. It gives you a much, much better underlay. Alright?
Yeah.
Let me work that for you as well then. So you're talking about £24 on there. you know, that gives you the Windsor underlay. It's well worth that.
Yeah.
Slipped there, I'm not sure.
That's
right,
24.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the hall
yeah.
is the
same. £200 for the lounge. Yeah. And do you know the size of the hall?
No, would one need
to do it?
No, because it's just more squarish, isn't it?
Is it more square?
As you go in the front door.
Yeah.
As you go in the front door, it's sort of, I don't know, it's what to say, but you've got the kitchen's there, the living room's there.
So it all goes up of a square hall. This is 2 metres, look. Would it be...
that'd be all right.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that'd
be fine. Because that's done 2 metres. So let me quote it on 2 metre square. Yeah. I mean, this is just to give you a rough idea.
Because
you can still use that same carpet. All right. £68. I'll put the underlay in there.
Yeah. Sure, I'll just a cheap plain grey one I want for the bathroom and the. So you don't need heavy quality in the bedroom.
No, I shouldn't. No.
Not much.
Yeah, that's correct. 68 for the hall. And the bedroom, did you say it's the same size?
Yeah. Enough, it's a few inches short.
You might have to go 12 foot on that, because if you go the 3 metre on a bedroom, you might pay more per square yard.
Yeah.
With me, but 12 foot, there's a lot of those, not too expensive. Mm. You could even go phone back if you want on that.
Yeah, you could do it in a bedroom.
That's the wrong book. If there's two, I'd get the wrong one. Yeah, this one. This is 7.15. You can have foam as well. Yeah, there is. Yeah. Let me just quote you on it, and then you can really want to go a bit cheap. You can go cheap if you want.
That's all I want. It's nice and soft when you get in bed. It's about the same. It's a few inches shorter than the
lounge. You said 13, didn't you?
Yeah. 13 something.
Well, I'd have to go 13 by 12, because that's done 9 foot. It's the Imperial, and that wouldn't be enough, would it?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go 13 by 12 on that. With a fan back. That's £124.
And then there'd be the bathroom, which would be probably about the same as the hall, or not much more, would it? It's not that big a bathroom.
This is just giving you some idea.
Yeah, that's it, just so we've got a...
Well, at least you made a start, haven't you? Now, what are you going to put in your bathroom? Cushion floor or carpet?
I'd like a carpet in the bathroom.
You would?
But I want cushion floor for the kitchen.
Yeah. Right. And you can have that in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it is available with what we call the waffle bat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the little
with the rubber,
little squares.
Rubber
Yeah. That'd be 820. What do you think that would be? Same size as the hall?
Well, not much bigger. Similar.
Usually they are about 6x6. So if I do it the same as the hall.
Yeah,
39.5 for the bathroom.